Dr. Nunez, thank you for being with me.
Pleasure to be here.
What is an ectopic pregnancy?
Well, an ectopic pregnancy is an abnormal pregnancy that instead of growing inside of the womb or the uterus, instead is growing in the fallopian tubes.
What causes this?
It's some type of scarring of the fallopian tube is what leads to the ectopic pregnancy. But a fallopian tube that's been damaged by a variety of different things may not be able to get the pregnancy into the uterus. So things like previous surgery, for example, an appendicitis and someone having their appendix removed, or a history of sexually transmitted diseases like chlamydia or gonorrhea. Any internal abdominal surgery, even cesarean sections, can cause scar tissue that can also lead to an ectopic pregnancy.
Can babies ever survive an ectopic pregnancy?
No, not at all. In fact, an ectopic pregnancy is considered an abnormal pregnancy, and it has to be dealt with. It has to be removed. It has to be treated in some fashion. You can't leave it there. Those ectopic pregnancies are non-viable from the beginning, and they're doomed. And if it's not taken care of, the woman can also die.
So then, for those who might be tempted to mix statements or names or terms, is ending an ectopic pregnancy the same as an abortion?
No, absolutely not. In fact, the definition of an abortion is a pregnancy that occurs inside the hollow cavity of the uterus that's expelled outside naturally. That would be a spontaneous miscarriage that most people are familiar with, or an elective termination where devices are put inside of the vagina and the embryo is extracted from the uterus.
Will an ectopic pregnancy prevent you from having children in the future?
Possibly, because of the scarring. The modern treatment of ectopic pregnancy today is to diagnose it as early as we possibly can in an office setting before it causes pain and bleeding. In those women who don't get into the office to be seen, those women end up usually showing up in the emergency room with severe pain, internal bleeding, and we have to do surgery to remove the fallopian tube. And when you lose a tube, it cuts your natural ability to get pregnant down by about 50%.
Dr. Nunez, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
You're most welcome.